everyone. Today I'm gonna tell you a story, Good Neighbors. After school, one winter day, Jack's mother told him to go out and play in the snow. "But it's so cold outside, Mother," Jack said. "Put on your coat and your hat and your gloves," his mother said. "You can build a snowman before your father comes home." "I'm going to need a carrot for the nose," Jack said. "And I will need some things for the snowman's hat and face." Jack got a bucket and collected everything he needed to decorate his snowman. His mother promised she would watch him build the snowman from the window outside in his front yard. Jack started with a very small ball of snow. He got on his knees and rolled the snow into a big ball. At another window, someone else was watching Jack play. It was her neighbor, his new neighbor, Nako. Nako asked her mother if she could go outside and help Jack build his snowman. "It's very cold outside. Are you sure you want to go out and play?" her mother asked. "Yes, mother," Nako said. "I will wear my coat and my hat and my gloves." Nako's mother helped her put on her winter clothes and promised to watch her from the window. "You can play until your father comes home," her mother said. Nako ran outside to Jack's yard and asked if she could help him finish the snowman. "Yes, please help me," Jack said. "My father will be home from work very soon." "Okay, what can I do?" Nako said. "I built my snowman's body with two balls. I need to roll one more for my snowman's head." "But snowmans only have only two balls. One is for the body and one is for the head," Nako said. "No, snowmen always have three balls," Jack said. "I don't think I need you to help me after all." Jack picked up some snow and made it into a small snowball. He got onto his knees and rolled the snow away from Nako to make the snowman's head. Nako walked into her own yard and began to build her own snowman. "I don't want to build a snowman with Jack anyway," she thought to herself. "I'm going to make my own." Nako rolled two big balls of snow and put them on top of each other. When she finished, she took off her hat and scarf and decorated the eyes. Finally, she found some sticks and pine cones and made her snowman's eyes and mouth and arms. Her mother clapped from the window. Jack made a hat for his snowman with his bucket. He used his mother's sewing buttons for the eyes and mouth. Lastly, he added a carrot for the snowman's nose. After he finished, Jack's mother smiled and pointed. His father was running up the street. Suddenly, a terrible thing happened. The head fell off Jack's snowman and crashed to the ground. "Oh no, my snowman has fallen apart," Jack said, "and my father is almost home." Nako heard Jack's cry and ran over to his yard to see what the problem was. "I will help you roll another snowball," Nako said. "If we do it together, we can finish it before your father gets home." Together, Jack and Nako rolled a new snowball. They shaped it with their gloves until it was round. Then they lifted it up onto the snowman's body. body and decorated it with the carrot and the bucket and buttons. We finished it just in time, Jack said. Thank you for your help. You're welcome. I like the snowman better, Nako said. Mine doesn't have a nose. Jack walked over to look at Nako's snowman. He loved the pine cone eye and mouth and the sticks for arms. But he knew it wasn't finished. Jack ran back to his snowman and pulled out the carrot. He broke into two pieces and gave half to Nako. And Nako. Hurry, Jack said. Your snowman needs a nose. Your father is running up to the street. Thank you, Nako said. You're welcome, Jack said. I think our snowman made good neighbors.